It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. First, we're going to get our brains and our bodies ready with some stretching and a riddle. And then we're going to have a guest come on and share a story with us. I am so excited. So let's go ahead and get our bodies ready. We're going to take our arms and reach as far wide as we can go. Just always make sure that you are mindful of the space that you're in. So if you're in a small space, you can make little movements, but just stretch your arms out to your side and then wiggle your fingers. Now stretch your arms out in front of you and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those fingers. Then put your arms above your head and wiggle your fingers. Now you can pull your arms back as if you were a goalpost. And then stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're gonna go ahead and bring our hands to our head and we're gonna gently squeeze our head. And then we're gonna tap, 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 tap our head. Bring our fingers down to our neck. And then bring our tapping fingers down to our shoulders, over our collarbone, down to our chest. And then pat your tummy. And then go to your legs and pat, pat, pat with your whole hand. And then you can pat all the way up and down your legs. Now we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. We're gonna take our foot and point our toe. So you're standing on one foot, or if you're sitting down, just put one foot out and point your toe, and then flex your foot. And then we're gonna point and flex. And now we're gonna go to our other foot. We're gonna stretch out our leg, and then point your toe, and point, flex. All right, we're gonna finish with a great big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Big hug. Okay, and now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's Riddle. So if you're new here, this is how Rella's Riddle works. I'm gonna give you three hints and then a few seconds to guess. All right, here's hint number one. I'm something that floats on water and takes you for an adventure. What am I? Hint number two, you can find me on lakes, rivers, and even the ocean. I carry people and things. What am I? Hint number three, when you want to go sailing or fishing on the water, you usually need me. Can you guess what I am? Awesome! If you guessed a boat, then you would be correct. And today, we're going to be having an amazing author come on and share their story about a really, really big boat. Are you ready? Let's go get them! Oh my goodness, friends! Today, we are going to have such a special guest on! This is my friend Miss Barbara, and she is going to share an amazing book with us. She writes books about history, and this book is specifically about a big type of ship. So let's kind of find out what type of ship it is and what we're going to be learning today. Hi Barbara, how are you?
Hi Rella, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so happy to talk to your listeners today, and I hope they're going to enjoy this story about an important part of history that is still being observed today, because your visitors can actually go there and experience it.
Oh my goodness. If we wanted to experience it ourselves, where would we go?
We would go to Albany, New York, and the ship is actually docked right on the Hudson River, that famous Hudson River that has been so important in lots of our history. Like when Henry Hudson came up that river in the 1600s and first started the colonization of New York. First the Dutch and then the English.
Oh, wow. This is going to be amazing. So I would love to hear about this amazing book. This is, you said, the USS Slater?
That's right. It's the USS Slater, and it's a destroyer escort. Its job was to protect ships that were going across the ocean for trade when we were in a period of war during World War II, and it was very dangerous to cross the ocean because enemy ships were trying to get rid of them and actually sink them.
Oh my goodness. Well, since we can't go to Albany right this second, I'm excited to dive into your book.
Okay, so let's start. And before we start, I want to just tell your readers that there is a guide. She's kind of like a tour guide for all of my books. Her name is Little Miss History. And the title of the book is Little Miss History Travels to the USS Slater Destroyer Escort. So you're going to meet Little Miss History, and she's going to guide you through the adventure. A long time ago, as a little girl, I dreamed of traveling all over the world. And often I'd ask about the past, driving everyone crazy fast. Amused by this, my parents thought, why not call me History for short? Since then, I've traveled by land, sea, and air. So read this book, and I'll take you somewhere. This book is dedicated to all the volunteers that work on the USS Slater, trying to preserve it and keep it as a memorable treasure that you can visit today. Welcome aboard the USS Slater, a destroyer escort. What is a destroyer escort, you ask? A destroyer escort is a small, fast, maneuverable ship armed with an assortment of weapons like guns, torpedoes, depth charges, and guided missiles. Destroyer escorts needed to survive storms on the Atlantic Ocean with waves as high as 40 feet. Sailors struggled to stay upright. The USS Slater escorted across the ocean 176 ships without losing one. How did the ship get its name? The name honors Frank Olger Slater, who was born in Alabama in 1920. He joined the Navy in 1942 and died aboard the USS San Francisco during the Battle of Guadalcanal. The Navy awarded him the Naval Cross and named this ship in his memory. Who was the captain of the ship? Marcel Blanc, a merchant mariner and a plank owner. That means he was on the ship when it was first setting sail. He remained with the ship until 1945 in Japan. Following the war, the captain went back to his career in the merchant marine. After the captain died in 2002, his family scattered his ashes from the Slater in a ceremony above the ship. When the war in Europe ended, the Slater supported other ships in the Pacific Ocean. The Navy placed the Slater in the reserve, which means it wasn't going to be active anymore, in 1947. On March 1, 1951, the Greek Navy obtained the Slater under something called the Truman Doctrine, and they renamed it Atos in Greek, which means the eagle. So now the Slater belonged to Greece. But when Greece was finished using the ship many years later in 1991, they donated it to the destroyer escort sailors. The sailors from around the world contributed more than $250,000 to bring the Slater back to the United States as a museum. In 1997, the Slater arrived at the port of Albany. And on May 7th, 1998, She was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Why is the ship important? It's the only one of its kind afloat in the United States today, and the only ship that was kept exactly the way it was when it was built. What type of weapons did the ship use? Destroyer escort ships had ammunition drums for shooting down aircraft, depth charges, surveillance gear to spy on other ships, air and surface radar, and high-frequency radios. Depth charges were used to attack submarines underneath the water. Large and small guns mounted on the deck attacked everything else above the water. Let's tour the Slater from top to bottom. Look all the way up to see the ship mast. It has a lookout spot for navigating, displaying flags, radio controls, and signals. On the flying bridge, you'd find the sonar stack, a recorder, and equipment for planning attacks. The outside holds the instruments to control the ship. The captain uses a sound tube so he can give orders. The ship is steered from the pilot house with compasses, a sextant, and chart tables. At both ends of the ship, there are stations on the port and starboard. That means the right and the left for air and lookout duty. Signals and searchlights also are on the ship on both sides. The full-size radio room is in the forward part of the ship, where the high-frequency radio direction finder, which had the nickname Huff Duff, found German radio broadcasts from the U-boats that were underneath the water ready to attack during the war. The flags used to signal other fleet ships were kept on the bridge so that they could contact their other buddies. Hallways like this one lead to the cabins of the officers and the kitchen and the mess halls and the sleeping quarters, which were kind of like bunk beds, but they were held on top of one another with chains. If we climb down below deck, we find the engine room and compartments that have been converted to a museum where the volunteers have collected things that are important to the Slater's history. I am hidden inside of these displays. So if you are actually looking in the book, you would be able to find Little Miss History hidden in those objects. She is all over the place. And on 4 or 5 pages, you can have fun trying to find her. This is only one of my adventures. There are 14 other Little Miss History books that travel all over the world, some of them to places where you may have been before, very, very important places like the Statue of Liberty or places like presidents' homes, or they may be other things like national parks or even the North Pole. So don't miss my other adventures in the Little Miss History series. Where am I going next? The next stop is going to be Alaska, and I hope you'll join me in my other adventures.
Oh my goodness, Alaska next. That sounds amazing, but it's so cold up there.
It is cold. Not as cold as the North Pole there, though. That's another one of my books. It's really, really cold up there.
Oh my goodness. So if we want to find out more about where Little Miss History is going, where do we go?
Well, you can find the Little Miss History books online everywhere at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, independent bookstores and even some stores like Walmart. But I have a website, so if you want to get a peek at all of the books, you can go to the website, which is www.littlemisshistory.com.
That sounds amazing. So I just wanted to ask, as far as how big the USS Slater is in comparison to maybe today, would it be as big as a bus, or do you know what we could compare it to?
It's a lot bigger than a bus. It's a pretty, pretty big ship. So if you think of something more like a football field, it would be closer to that size.
Wow, a whole entire football field. That's amazing. And then also, in the book, you mentioned something called a sound tube. What is that and how does that work?
Okay, well, a sound tube is something like bullhorn. You know, when people use a bullhorn, it's long and hollow and it makes their voice sound louder. Well, that's what it looked like. So they didn't have the ability to talk to all the places of the ship at once because the ship is so big. So there was this huge sound tube, which was like a giant megaphone. And the captain would talk into that and he would relay orders to the pilot house where there were other sailors who were actually steering the ship.
Wow, that is incredible. And then I just have one more question for you today, and that is about how many people can be on this ship?
There would be a few hundred people on the ship, but it varied depending on the time, but I would say a good estimate would be about 300.
Oh my goodness, that is a lot of people. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, Miss Barbara. We're excited to hear some more Little Miss History stories going forward.
Yeah, I'd love to share them with you.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wow, that was awesome. I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Lily, Eleanor, Hannah, Levi, and Dylan had fun today. Won't you join us another day? Thank you so much for joining us on Reading with Rella B. And if you would like to become a co-creator, you can check out RellaBBooks.com and click on the Want to Participate tab. I really appreciate you coming and listening to this amazing story with us today. And I hope to see you next time. Toodles!